Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hi guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You might have seen me on social media, but if you haven't seen me on social media, don't worry. There's loads of time to get to know me on this podcast. I spill all of my secrets. I tell you all of my traumas. I cry regularly. I laugh regularly. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Every week, guys, I pick a topic. I talk about it. I try to stick to the topic. A lot of the time I don't. And I answer your dilemmas. If you're a new listener, welcome and strap yourself in. Come along with me for the ride. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Thank you for listening every week.
Testing, testing, 1, 2.
That was very professional.
I told you this.
Test.
Yeah. Roger that.
I'm too hot now already. Hi guys, welcome back to episode 28 of Unscripted. I'm already laughing, okay? I'm laughing my head off. Sorry lads, it's not episode 28, it's actually episode 29, ignore me. I know a lot of yous are going to be expecting me to be talking about Dubai this week, but we have something a lot more exciting to be talking about. We have the one and only Shane McCarthy in the
Hi,
studio.
Hi everyone. It's me.
He has me in tears. We're after been doing a mic test, lads, right?
Testing. My-
Normally we just go 1, 2. Shane comes up testing, testing. Into
I decided to be bougie today.
You're always bougie. You'd want to smell him, lads. He smells unreal.
Handsome Sense.
Unreal. Doing a bit of promo there.
Promo, yeah, genuinely. Oh, I love it.
Handsome Sense, hit him up. That's what you need to
if
do.
If me and Eber does any more laughing, the turkey tea's going to start walking out of the mountain, all fairness.
My turkey teeth are already, we were literally only talking about this before because me and Shane both have turkey teeth. Mine are already going to fall out of my mouth. Do you know, can you feel your teeth? Like, you know, if you go like this.
Be a bit more specific. What do you mean, feel them?
Like, you know, if you actually, like, tip your teeth, can you feel it?
Not really.
No, I can feel it.
Oh, God.
There's something wrong there, isn't there?
Is that the root canal one?
The root canal one.
They're the only ones I get pain in.
Yeah, same. And they're not meant to be sore because the tooth's meant to be fucking dead. My tooth's not dead. It's alive and walking, let me tell you.
You'd fall down in the way. I tell you one thing. You'd want to be going down to the credit union.
And we're gonna have Shane. Do you ever think about the fact that we might end up having to have dentures?
Oh, need stop now. Dentures?
Dentures, because you know the way they say your gums can only hold the veneers for so long?
Yeah.
So what happens if we need dentures? Do you ever see, like, you know when you get dentures, your jaw bones, like, deteriorate a
bit? It's like you swallowed your own teeth.
Yeah.
It's like the jaw is touching the backbone.
Yes.
We're done for.
Yeah, imagine the slaggings we're going to get on social media.
But you know what people say isn't the worst thing is we can't look for sympathy.
No, we can't because we did it to ourselves.
Guys, my teeth fell out. I've only gum left because they're like, you done it yourself.
Did yours ever fall out? Mine fell out.
No, but like everyone knows this. I got my teeth done like 4 times.
Oh my God. Why? Did you just not like them?
No, they kept gapping because when I had braces, as I told you earlier, because I had a very bad overbite.
Yeah.
When they took the bar off behind my teeth, so like the teeth went out.
Right. Fuck off. So they were moving. Shane, mine are doing that. Look, I swear. See this gap here? That wasn't there when they first got put in.
But see, if you've an overbite like I had before.
Sure, I mean an apple to a fucking letterbox. You know I have an overbite. He's looking at me. If you have an... Look at me!
My lung is going to start coming out and you stop. We are going to need dentures, basically.
Yeah, we are. Basically, long story short, me and... Spread the word, me and Shane McCarthy.
Yeah, we're looking for somebody to hook us up with implants. Teta bone.
We'll need a whole fucking... I'll need a whole mouth implant. That's what I'll need. Oh my God, yeah, the funny story. I have to tell Shane this before we even get into any of the questions and stuff. So you know the way me and Shane were talking in the taxi on the way here. And we were about at Versatile concert in 2019, Invisible String Theory, lads. And you were telling me about the bus on the way. Wait till I tell you what I did on the bus on the way, right? So I was plastered, lads. Like, I mean, I shouldn't even be saying, people are going to slag me off. I was leathered drunk. Like, I mean, couldn't even talk, right? And I was dying to piss. And sure, they wouldn't let
Don't
us off.
I know you're going to piss.
They were letting us off the bus to piss. They wouldn't let us off the bus to piss, even though we were stopping.
Did you get a bottle?
I got a bottle. I missed the whole bottle, right? My piss was... My my piss was travelling up and down the bus as the bus was driving up the road.
If I was ever there, and I looked down and I smell a urinary cell around the bus. Airlifted, I'd have to be airlifted.
I swear, and now I'm like, do you ever think back and you're like, oh, I can't believe I did that? Now people are going to be like...
But I can understand why, because like, when you drink, you need a nappy.
Yeah,
I
you would.
I anyway, to be honest with you.
Me too.
I can see why, but at the same time, I suppose desperate times come to desperate...
Desperate measures. Like that, yeah. But sure, everyone else was now in the desperate measure with me. Nobody realised, I don't think, that I was pissed.
Wait till the bus driver was clean. You were getting cursed alive in a way.
Yeah, definitely. And there's people that I met on the bus that I still would chat to now. I'm like, oh my God. What if they go online one day and say, Niamh O'Connor pissed all over a bus?
If they ever did, you were actually taken.
That's it. Done. Oh, right. So let's talk about piss and shit. How I always see, I'm vulgar, Shane.
And I'm very random as well.
Yeah,
so like...
I'm vulgar. Like, I see all the topics that people are usually like, can't talk about that. I'm like, I want to talk about
it. Yeah, I'm that person that'll talk about it. Like, we're not feeling
anything. But you've obviously blown up on social media recently. Like, blown, I mean blown up. Every single day I'd be going onto your page to check your videos. I'm not a fangirl, right? I pride myself in it. But I am a fangirl for Shane McCarthy. I'm sure lots of people
listen. Wait till I tell you when you made the video, right? Even though I meant the world to me. Inside the cinema watching Bridget Jones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all everyone was tagging me. I was like, Niamh always comments under my stuff. So like, when I first did that, I said, don't tell me I done something wrong. And I inside there and I grabbed my friend next to me. Like, I grabbed them and I was like, you're like, what's wrong, Shane? I said, Niamh, is that to put up a video of me? So I put it up to my ear.
And in the cinema.
In the cinema, I had to put up to my ear. And because I had to start your video, you had to turn the opposite way and turned around. I said, oh, so I was delaying time. That was fine anyway. But the video ended up being nice and all. I see everyone tagging me, sharing it to me, reposting it. I said, if I'm already on the verge of a mental breakdown. But yeah, it happened all like very like fast.
Very fast. And I feel like... You're so funny though, Shane. That's the thing. I feel like you're... Do you know what? I think people are sick of... I don't want to say something that sounds like rude, but I think people are sick of like the same like pristine, yeah, perfect kind of... When someone like you comes along, you're so funny. You're so real. You're so relatable. Like, I look at your videos and they make me genuinely so happy, and they don't make me like, sometimes when I'm watching a lot of influencers, it makes me feel bad about myself. I'm not even going to lie, because I'm like, oh, they're so perfect. They're fucking, everything they do is so perfect. And then you come on and you're like,
I'm your
hair transplant.
Hair follicle.
The hair follicle. Was that the first major blow up video you had?
I think there was a few different things. I suppose anytime there's something out of place, especially getting a hair transplant, I think it draws a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I was going around with a tan line on my forehead because I had to wear a headband. And I think that drew a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And then I think it might have been another thing that I was doing. But kind of from day, I think since maybe January onwards, a lot of things happened,
yeah,
very fast for me.
Yes.
Whether it be on radio stations, whether it be on papers, it,
yeah,
all happened, I think, kind of after Christmas.
And have you found it overwhelming?
Very.
Yeah.
But I struggle with severe like social anxiety.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be walking down the street and like, I have to be on, I'm that person, I have to be on FaceTime to my friend.
Yeah.
And like, most people is nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
But because you go every day not knowing that someone is going to be nice to you, you're kind,
yeah,
of worried, even though nothing may happen. And you're just like, I'd actually like, the tear would come down my eye,
yeah,
my anxiety on my walk.
Yeah.
I'm like someone like that's drunk, like walking.
Yeah,
walk,
yeah, 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 yeah.
But you know what? I think it is the best thing that ever happened to me, because it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it kind of, like, it gives me a reason to wake up every day.
Do you know, Shane, there are so many people that would, that this is what I think people love about you, right? And this is not me rim-licking. I genuinely adore you. I adore your content. A lot of people are very glass half empty. I think you're very glass half full. You can see the positives and everything. Even before the podcast started, we were just having a chat about like how you, social media has been so positive for you, and the 90% good. And a lot of people will focus solely on the 10% bad. And I'm even a fucking, I can do that a lot of the time. Whereas you're very glass half full. You see the positives in things. And I think people really, really like that about you. I think people can see from your content who you are. And
like, yeah, I like to give it every single, like, I want people, because I feel, I have a very big personality.
Yeah.
And I think it's, my real personality since I started social media, because social media allows you to be yourself.
Yeah.
But I think social media was a good helping tool for me, but I think at the same time, what was the question again?
I can't remember.
I was rambling.
We were talking about when you're going out and stuff and social anxiety and
so,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, it do be a lot for me, because I think there's a lot of creators in Dublin and there's a good few in Limerick and stuff like that. Yeah. But in Kerry, I'm not the only one, trust me. There's Tyke Fleming, love him, like he's the best laugh
ever. But there's less, for sure.
But there's less. And like, I think I'm so, even when I meet people, I think people find it okay to approach me maybe more than other people as well. Yeah. Because I think when you're like a funny creator, people feel more comfortable.
Oh, definitely.
Which is a very good thing, that I give that impression to people that they can come up to me. And what, like my community and like even just the travellers or non-travellers in my county and in the town that I live in Tralee. They're so, like, whether it be the businesses, the people overall, anything that I do, 99% of the people, they don't know what to do for me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get very involved in my community, because I don't know what my future is going to hold. I could go on to move to Beverly Hills. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I want to look back and say that while I am in my town.
Yeah, you want to do the most.
Much hands on with my community as I can.
As you can, yeah.
And just get involved, do charity, do fundraisers, make content, show businesses, not without anything in return.
Yeah.
So that one day that if I do end up branching out, I like, if I ever want to come back to it, then again, they're like, oh, he helped us out while he was here. And I think it's very good to remember where you come from as well.
Oh, yeah. If you give out good, you get good back.
1,000,000%. And I think I want to look, I want to turn all the negative things for me into like a positive, where like, I know not everything is always has to be a joke and I can be serious sometimes, but I just want to turn, like, I can sit down and something bad happened to me and I can trip upside down, I can hit my head, broke up.
Yeah.
I can turn and say, guys, I have a bad concussion.
Yeah.
The temple is at me.
Yeah.
You can turn into maybe cheering yourself
a positive
up, because I spent so long crying, upset, thinking of the negative.
Yeah.
Them days is over. And I still get bad days. Last week, I thought this wasn't working out for me. That wasn't working out for me. And then today I'm on a podcast with a person that I follow you with years.
Oh, shame.
Other people like that I get to actually meet in person that I would have followed for years.
Yeah.
So many good opportunities for me. And I'm just like, you know what, Shane?
Take it.
Just take it. Take each day as it comes.
Yeah.
And I'm not setting any major goals, because I'm that person where, if I set a goal for myself and I don't get it, I beat myself up.
Yeah.
You can say, obviously you need to set a goal, but I'm going to just see what the world has for me.
Yeah. That's,
and be grateful.
Do you know, I was on, it's so funny you say that, because I was on Socially Awkward podcast and they were asking me, what's your goals? And I was like, I don't set goals. Obviously, I'm like, oh, I'd like to achieve this, but I don't set goals. And I know people are going to be like, oh, well, you should set goals. I actually feel like setting goals, I'm setting myself back, because I always will set something unrealistic and then I don't reach it and I'm like, I'm a failure. Or
maybe, that's exactly me.
Or I'm like, I'm looking at what everyone else is doing. I'm like, I want to be like this person. I should never be setting a goal to be like anyone else. Life is in my own path and in my own pace, and I won't reach things at the same time as other people, and I won't get the same things as other people, and that's okay. I'll get them eventually, you know?
And you know, even what I think as well is my problem with doing that is that I mightn't have achieved what the goal was. I could have done something just equally as good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not focused, because I'm focused on it that I didn't do that one
thing. Exactly.
So now ever since I just let things happen for me.
Yeah.
I stopped worrying about it.
Yeah.
Tara's sick listening to me. she's literally like my coping mechanism. But she just like, Shane, take it each time. Like each day it goes, and I've done it. And it's the best advice that I've ever got, because good things started to happen for me, you know.
And Tara's brilliant, right? We'll give Tara a little shout out.
Yeah. Love you, Tara, girl.
We love you. Me and Tara, or me and Shane, are in the same management. You know, Tara does be ringing me. You know, sometimes I get a bit skitty and erratic, right? And like, you know, certain things will come up, something will be happening, it'll trigger me, and I'll be going on the internet making skitty videos, like giving out about the sky being blue kind of thing. Tara will ring me and she'll be like, talk to me, what's going on?
That's all.
She's like, I know something's going on, talk to me. So something happened there a few weeks ago, and I literally texted her. I said, Tara, you always told me to talk to you, so I'm going to talk to you. I was fucking
ranting. She'll regret it.
She'll regret it. But she's brilliant. I feel like Tara is very good, especially with people like me and you, I think, that because I need that bit of extra like
support.
I need it.
Grounding as well.
Exactly.
It grounds me.
If not, I'm going to be going off and cancelling myself every 2 to 3 business days.
Ended up in the psychiatric unit. Yes. Against our will.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So she's fucking, she's brilliant. Tara's really, really good. And especially I think with, because I think Tara's quite like, I always say I think I'm quite like Tara. I think we're quite like Tara. Tara's quite eccentric. She's like, I think she's a bit like
us. I've never met a more down to earth person.
Oh, so down to earth. So lovely.
She don't even have to listen to the, some of the things that it's not even in her description.
Yeah.
Counseling isn't her. Yeah. And I'm there telling her how my life is falling apart or this, that and the other.
Yeah. And she'll sit on the phone for like, I've had phone conversations with Tara for about 3 hours. I don't know how she even listens to
me. My new thing now is because I'm always ringing her with something like a problem. Now when I ring her, that's genuinely not about a problem. Before, like when she answered the phone, I'm like, Tara, I promise it's not nothing bad. Right, Jane, go on, what is it? Something bad.
Yeah.
But I'd have to tell her that.
Yeah, it's not.
But she knows anything about herself.
No, she's brilliant. So, just back to the encounters and like how you're coping with all that. I know I found that really hard, right? When I first blew up, one of the hardest things I found, because I blew up, now I'm not blown up now, I'm fucking irrelevant compared to this person.
You're still one of my favourite creators, genuinely.
But when I had my initial, like, you know, blow up moment, that was during COVID, Shane, right? So I was in my bedroom, everyone else was in their bedroom, we didn't have to go outside. So then by the time that COVID was ended and over.
Oh, I see where you're getting.
I had no clue how to cope with it because it wasn't gradual. And it's not fucking gradual for you either because it was so, like, I feel
and
like,
I don't want to learn you. Like, yeah. No matter what management, no matter how many friends you have, as in, like, you can learn things from maybe people, like, say, you've been doing it a lot longer, so I could ask you for advice.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no one actually to learn you. Yeah. It's actually just something that you become an instinct.
Yeah. And I feel like you have to overcome it. I feel like everyone, because, right, no matter how much of an outgoing person you are, it is fucking scary when you're going out and all these people know you, but you don't know them. Mm-hmm. That can be really intimidating and scary. And even now, I do find myself, like, I'm petrified. If I see a group of, like, Canada Goose wearing teenage boys, I'm crossing the street and I don't need to. Like, I have had...
That was like me yesterday. The encounter that I had was not normal. Yeah. I swear to God.
Did you? A bad one?
Right, I'll tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
So basically, anyway, I was this thing, right? And I'm going to stand my ground because I made a video about it the other day. People on social media, influencers, content creators, whatever. Yeah. Anyone that does social media. I don't agree with if someone does something nasty to you that you need to use bad language or you need to call names. I don't believe in that because you're returning hate that you're getting back to someone else. But I'm after learning. Do you know what? I know that I built up my community online that I love and that people have a right to stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
So because I don't grasp how known I am, I think it's okay to be walking down alleyways. So I was going down anyway to get fat freezing yesterday before the Dublin.
Oh my God, is that I had that done?
Where I sucked my kidney. I thought my kidney was sucked up into Neo. Went down it anyway. But like I said, a normal person would say like that, like, oh, look, it's me, whatever. They'd be like acting all posh and stuff. But I forget that I'm even doing what I'm doing. Went down the alleyway anyway. And it's actually the Limerick Food Market down there. And there was these three fellas. But keep in mind now, I literally love Limerick people and Cork people or whatever. And I never had bad experiences. So it would have been probably my first. Went down anyway, but I knew when I see the jackets.
Yeah.
They looked. I won't say the slurs, but you can imagine the slurs they called me. But you know what I was...
They called you slurs?
Yes.
Oh, I'm fighting them.
I swear to God, caught me slurs. But you know why I was proud of myself? And this is the reason I'm bringing it up, because it's a very good moment for me. Is because usually... Because I'm not an arguer, like I don't like arguing, fighting or whatever. But if you let people know, like, you're scared, they're going to have, like, that as advantage. So, to their advantage. So, basically, what I done was, I said, if you have something to say to me, I said, you can say it to me.
Yeah.
And you know what I said as well? I said, I'm putting you on. I didn't have them on record. But I told them that you scared them in the moment, that basically, that they're going on TikTok and I'm scandalizing them. They weren't long going.
Yeah.
But what I did learn him was, right, I turned around and said to them was, because I like to learn them a lesson, is that, like, if you're projecting your insecurities onto me, I don't know, genuinely, I don't know many straight men that will even go out of their way and even me to be some relevance to them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But they had to go out of their way, and I always tell people, don't pass your insecurities onto another person.
Oh, yeah.
And when I said that, to him, Like, you know he knew what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. No, you've done the 100%.
But standing up for myself, because if I walked away there, I said, you can do what you want to me. I stood my ground, there's a couple of them, but stand your ground.
Yeah, they do it again, Shane. If you hadn't have done that, this is the thing. I had a similar experience and I told...
Obviously, look behind you and make sure there's an emergency exit.
Yeah, make sure you can run.
Around the corner galloping.
Make sure there's someone there. I had a similar experience. I was in Tesco, right? And this was in a very posh area, Dublin, somewhere that you would never expect. It was in D4. Somewhere that you would never expect these things to happen. And that's I made a video about this the other day and then I didn't put it up because I'm always afraid if people take me up wrong. But I now live in an area, Dublin, that people would say bad things about. But I've never had a bad experience. Only in this posh area that people pay fucking millions to live in have I ever had a bad experience. So I was in Tesco. This group of teenage boys follows me into Tesco, right? Starts going, I'll ride the fucking arse off you. Show us your tits. Like, all this.
Very type. Degrading.
So woman, degrading. Like. And the security guard stood watching them. Followed me around the whole shop. Security guard stood watching them, right? I left the Tesco. I think I shouted at them, you fucking scumbags or something. Left Tesco.
Every right you had to do that.
But then I went down again a few weeks later. Same group. I don't know if it was the exact same people, but there was the same people there and maybe different people. Exact same thing, except they stood outside this time because they were banned from Tesco for doing it the first time from the female manager, not the security guard. Stood outside, done the exact same thing, but not only did they do that, they started following me.
Right.
So I didn't walk home. I lived very close to the Tesco, like literally 1 second walk down the road. So I said, I'm not going to walk directly home because they're going to follow me and see where I live. At the time, I don't live there now. But I walked around and they start following me. So I took out my phone and started taking pictures. Sure, didn't he run? Usain Bolt. You kind of fucking, yeah. I mean, Usain Bolted. If you're going to stand there calling me derogatory things for a woman and saying, show us your tits and blah, 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 everything else, stand on business. Why are you running away when I take my phone out?
Yeah, I agree.
Some big man you are running away from a phone. Like.
But even for like a man to go up to a woman in general,
yeah.
This is just the world we live in. There's not like we can do only just keep make awareness about it.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's so degrading, like as in like, for a woman, and then for a man to be like following you or like just the panic that you'd feel alone, I couldn't imagine, obviously. Yeah. But like, it's very like, this world that we're living in is corrupt.
Yeah, it is.
It is actually corrupt.
And these, do you know what people, because I said this on TikTok and they were only about 16, but, and people were like, they're only kids. They're taller than me, bigger than me. I'm 5'2" and I'm a girl. A 16-year-old boy is bigger than me. Scary. Just because they're 16 doesn't make it any less fucking scary. Teenagers, I'm petrified. And I say this all the time. I actually feel now, I never understood when I was a teenager, I'd see adults crossing the road and stuff whenever my group of friends and all of us were going down the street. I didn't understand it at all. Now I'm like, I get it. I get it because I am fucking, and I've had so many lovely encounters. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dogging teenagers. I've had so many like lovely encounters with teenagers. But for some reason, the one or two bad I've had, now I'm traumatized. I'm PTSD. I'm running across the street.
I think what it does for us as well is like a lot of the people, even the younger people, like I said, 99% of the people that followed me, it's like, it's such a good like family kind of feeling when you meet them. Like they're like, Shane, I feel like I know you forever.
Yeah.
But basically like, I think, You do have to adjust as fast as you can because like I'm very like I will share what I meet and I'll do like all of that.
Yeah.
But like I'd say what hotel I'm in.
Yeah.
And like where now I know like being in Dublin, like I know like I never said the name of the hotel.
Yeah.
So people can guess. But you have to be so careful
that
you don't share certain things.
And yeah.
A lot of people brings up stuff like, and I'm sure they do to everyone, is that there's 10% of my life I keep to myself.
Yeah.
Not because it's secret, because it's private, because 90% is a lot to give out to the world.
Yeah.
So 10%, because if you don't hold that 10%, you feel like you don't own your own life.
Yeah.
So people could bring up like different things to me or whatever. And I'm like, I'll never address it because I think if you address it, it just spirals and whatever. But I think that you always need 10% of your life to yourself.
To yourself.
Because that's when social media become a thing that you mightn't enjoy anymore.
Yeah. Because people know they can use, do you know what it is? People can use your biggest weaknesses against you. And I had to learn that. it's interesting you say that, because I used to share 100%. And I feel like now I still share an awful lot, but I've definitely pulled back a little bit with maybe things that are more sensitive to me, because I'm like, I know there is the trolls that are going to use that against me and use it as some sort of weapon. What I wanted to ask you, how did you find, because I'm so interested and intrigued, I love when we have people from the travelling community on TikTok. Like, do you know Shannon Britton?
Yeah.
I fucking love her.
Mira Bridgestone, yeah. Bridgie
oh
Barbara.
Oh my God, love them all. Love every single one of them. But I love it because I feel like before, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like before like TikTok, the travelling community would have been like quite closed and we wouldn't have really known that much about the travelling community. Whereas now there's so much TikTokers and influencers that are from the traveling community. I feel like there's so much more integration.
And they're even like what I like to see as well is that a lot more travelers now is falling in love with, say, non-travelers.
Yeah.
They're kind of branching out more, which I love to see because it's nice as well. I like to see, like, say, when like other traveler creators is like saying, like, say, gypsies and travelers or whatever, like the ones over in England, they'd be loving us about their culture.
Yeah.
That I'm a traveler and I might know. And yeah, yeah, yeah. About Irish travelers. I like, and it's educating people as well.
Yeah. Oh, big time. I feel like, because one thing, right, and I've always said this, I think the travelling community have experienced some of the worst discrimination that I've ever seen. And it's so normalised. That's the thing. Whereas it's not normalised to say things about a lot of other communities. It is very normalised. There's certain words, there's certain things that if somebody says in a room, nobody's going to be like, don't say that. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Whereas I feel like now, because of TikTok, I feel like that could be changing a bit. And
it is changing, definitely.
Because people are looking at, for example, there might be people that are very discriminatory towards travellers. Then they're like, oh, but I love Shane McCarthy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah.
Do you get me? And their whole view is changing. So that's why I love seeing it. And how did you find, A, coming on TikTok, being a member of the travelling community, did you find that you got any?
It was probably one of the hardest transitions.
Yeah.
Even harder than actually like say grown, even at the start, before I even had any sort of growth, say, just starting out, I think it was one of the hardest and most, like, I had a feeling in my stomach when I first started posting content.
Yeah.
Because like the videos I do isn't the stereotypical traveler man video.
Yeah.
But not only that, there's not a lot, I'm not going to say I'm the only one, but there's not a lot of traveler creators in Ireland.
It's UK. There's not at all,
there is a few, but there's not, like, over in the UK they would be doing it a lot longer. So I think straight away it kind of blew up for me, like, not like it is now, but it kind of started off good, like that it gave me the confidence, people enjoyed my videos.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the amount of mocking, the amount of people texting me, like, Shane, you're taking them down. Oh, like, just, like, people just, I swear to God, because it was so...
It's like, different.
It's different. And it is becoming more normalised for traveller women in Ireland now to make content and stuff.
Yeah,
there's a few traveller creators in Ireland. But, like, I want to see more. Especially men. And both men and women. But I'm seeing a good few women do it now. But I want to see a few more traveller men do things. You don't have to do my videos. You can go to the gym and do workout
videos.
You don't have to do go for a sum up with me. You don't have to come eat with me. Because that might be your thing.
Yeah.
And just, it's nice as well. Because like you said earlier, that someone that mightn't like a traveller.
Yeah.
Or just like someone might like someone of a religion or a culture or an ethnicity. When you post that video, if you're thinking about it, because if someone doesn't like our community or your community, they might say, well, I like that person.
Exactly. And it could change.
And it changed perspective.
Exactly. And like, don't get me wrong, it's not down to anybody to change. Like, it's not your responsibility to have to change hateful people's perspectives. But I think that's a really positive thing that can come from social media, is that we do have the ability now to people's perspectives can be changed. People can humanize. That's the biggest thing, right? I think a lot of the time, these people that do have hate for no reason, like, be so for real, for no reason, just because someone is a certain ethnicity, someone's a certain race, it's probably learned behavior. It's something that they've learned from their parents, from their grandparents, whatever it is.
But you know what I always, and I'm always going to say this, not only is people who follow me and people that I meet every day,
yeah,
And even my friends, they come from all different walks of life, yeah. right? And the reason that is, my best friend is a non-traveller, my godchild is a non-traveller, I mix with every person from every background, let's just say. And why, like, I think having friends from, like, I will sit down with my barber, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a different religion to him.
Yeah.
Other people will be like, oh my God, I'm sitting there asking him about Ramadan yeah. and I find it interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to respect him and I'm yeah. trying to learn.
Yeah.
This, there's a thing in life where you don't have to like what someone is doing, or you don't have to like understand it to respect them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? If you don't like someone or something about them, okay, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Yeah, exactly.
And let them have peace and let them be themselves.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're going through and yeah. stuff like that. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Just be careful.
Just mind your business.
Mind your business. Yeah, biz mind you.
How did you find, because this is something I think I'm very interested in and a lot of other people will be very interested in. Obviously, you came, when did you come out? Is
a
it recently?
A year ago in February, I think.
I seen a picture you put up, Shane. Was that before you came out? And you,
which one?
You put it up when you were talking about, oh my God, what trend was it? You were really like gaunt in the picture.
Oh, no. So actually, I would have, over the course of 4 years, yeah. I would have lost, even though I never spoke about this, but I'm a very open person on my platform yeah. and I feel comfortable to say it is because I might help someone. I lost 6 stone naturally, right?
Yeah.
But then I kind of got it a bit to my head and I got a bit of
yeah.
whatever it is. But I suppose when you're not in a good place and you're
exactly.
struggling and you're holding things in. But I ended up this year, since coming out, like within the last year, I started gaining a bit of weight, even though I complain about it all the time, but deep down I'm
happy.
No,
but you look so, you look healthy, Shane.
And I'm reflecting on the outside
yeah.
how I feel now.
On and the inside.
That is to anyone listening this, like that even interacts with my content, that comments, the messages that I get every day that I don't always get to reply to.
Yeah.
Like everyone that even hopped on this journey with me, and because this doesn't happen to everyone, like
mm-hmm.
things don't like work out like this for everyone. People that meet me on a daily basis, they played a part in like helping me eat more.
Yeah.
Because they're in my videos like, please do more eat with me.
Yeah.
That might only
oh,
be a
yeah.
comment to them. But that to me could be getting me to eat sometimes.
Exactly.
I know I joke on like, and I now I can eat for fun. Like I said, I'm in a better place and
yeah.
I joke about it. But, and I think with kind of like things like that with men and taking it to your head and going on diets and stuff, I think it's not spoken about
no.
a lot in general, but with men, but I think that now I'm in a good place thanks to like everyone just, like social media, everything. And yeah, I'm at a good point in my life now.
And do you think that coming out
1,000,000%
helped that?
It was like someone was standing on me.
Yeah.
And I know people like, well, we knew. No one is saying that someone didn't know or whatever. It was that I hadn't said it.
Yeah.
So most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't think people grasp that the whole world could know and it could be obvious.
Yeah.
But I'm like, until you say it and live your life by saying that,
it's a weight on you, I'd
it's
imagine.
A weight, and just over time.
Yeah.
And around social media kind of came in around the same time. I would have come out in January or February.
Yeah.
I started in April, so...
Oh, so really soon after?
So literally a month or two
yeah.
after, because like I said, that'll tell you the confidence.
So that would have been a major probably help for you, because that was a distraction and
yeah.
something positive to... Yeah, I can... Because when you're saying about how much social media helped you, I think considering you had... That must have given you so much confidence.
It gave me a lot of confidence, because right now, I honestly, and I know it probably sounds cringe to say, and it probably sounds like, oh, I'm saying this from my heart, I'm not saying it to like be good or anything, is that the people... I'm very blessed that 90% of the people that follows me and is on my journey, let's just say, with me, when you meet them, there's such like a wholesome vibe, what they would do for me, what
yeah.
I would do for them if I could.
Yeah.
It's just like... I'm very, very grateful, because there is some people, like I said earlier, that they, like I have 90% good people
good,
and
yeah.
good support and 10% bad, which is very good. Some people isn't that lucky.
Yeah.
Some people have 90% bad and 10%, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which makes their experience a lot harder. But for me, it's just, I think it's one of the best things. I will be in the nursing home.
Posting TikToks.
The cane off the ground doing a vlog.
Yeah.
Being spoon fed. Dribbling with the dentures.
I feel like that. I feel like, do you ever wonder, Shane, right? What's our generation going to look like? Because we're the first generation, right? That has been like, yeah, like get tattoos, get this work done, get this work. We are going
I'm going to have two horns over the Botox in each corner of the head. if it ever dislodges.
We're going to look about 20 when we're 60, because all of us are absolutely rimming the Botox out of it. Like, I can't live without Botox. I gave up.
Remember the video I did about we'd float in the Titanic?
Yeah. That was gas. Imagine if you're going to float, imagine me. I have two big, huge silicone bone.
No, when you commented that under the thing, it zit me.
I'm safe.
Like, you dribble and it flicks across the room.
I'm like completely safe. I'm floating face up and back up. Because I have the silicone in the ass and in the boobs. I'm grand. I should never. Do you know what? I'm afraid of water. Like, I can't swim because I'm scared of water. Shouldn't be. I'm floating. I'm never drowning. Don't have the ability. Do you know what I think about? In my coffin, right? When I die in my coffin, there's just going to be two big, huge implants for my boobs for my bum.
Oh, my nerve.
But you ever wonder, right? Because what am I going to be like in the old folks' home with the big fake arse and the fake tits? Hopefully not, because I want to get
them. You'll be there doing TikTok shop. I know you will.
I will. I'll be like, guys, look at the iconic bronze tan in the fucking chest in the nursing home. No, I'd never. I can't imagine. Do you know, sometimes I take it and I'm like, I can't wait till the day. I'm just going to delete all my accounts one day. Then I'm like, I'd be so bored. Mm. What would I do with my life? I would be so... How could I... And another thing I think about is I've become so comfortable. And I'm... If I ever had to go and get like a fucking normal 9-to-5 job, believe me, I would do it like in a heartbeat, because you have to do what you have to do. But I've become so comfortable now with like having my own routine and my own time. I'm like... What would I ever do if I deleted?
But you know,
one
thing I have to say, no, I have to get off my chest is, I get a lot, and I see it under 100% of every creator in the whole world in their comment section. They will never post a video without a comment being there. It is not a job. Please, no, listen. This is what I'm gonna say. If right now we all pressed a button, and all no more content, all the world like stops with content. We'd be in our room eating Pringles.
Yeah, having nothing to do.
Ceiling. And where it comes in as well is, I know people that I think it's maybe more old-fashioned people. Is like 9-to-5 or whatever. Like, it's advertising. Like, it's the new way forward.
Bully. No one watches. Who the fuck, right? I know people do watch TV, but I never watch TV.
I don't even
have Sky or anything. All I have is Netflix. That's it. I don't watch TV. So... You know the advertisements that used to be on, I know they're still on TV, but you know, like, maybe it's Maybelline and all that.
Yeah.
All that influencers are doing is that we're abusing the fucking models on the TV in the advertisement saying, get a real job. No, you weren't. So why do you do it? I understand people will say, oh, it's not the same as manual labour. But there's so many jobs that aren't the same as manual labour. Like, not everything is the same as going to a building site and manually, like, working really physically hard. Not every job is physically hard, but... Social media can be very mentally hard.
Genuinely.
And the other thing is that you kind of... I feel like my time on social media, I've had to like learn so much, many different things. I've had so many ups. You know me, I'm like a fucking roller coaster. One week everyone loves me, the next week everyone hates me. It's constant all the time. But I've had to learn how to like zone out from that. And you have to be very thick skinned.
You have to.
Very thick skinned. Like, are you telling me a normal person could... Every single day, I've gained a bit of weight. You know, I don't know if you followed me when I was in Turkey, but I was like teeny, like this. And it's because what you were saying earlier, I was dealing with stuff mentally and couldn't cope and wasn't eating properly.
And then your body will reflect that.
Yeah, 100%. And I looked so unhealthy. Then I came back to Ireland, put on weight, and everyone's like, you fat cunt, every day.
You can't win.
But are you telling me the normal person could be called a fat cunt 100 times over on every single day on social media and be...
On all your videos, in public sometimes.
Yeah.
It is a lot. And I know people might have the thing, well, you don't have to do it then, but when you enjoy it.
Yeah.
It brings like...
I love it.
I love it as well.
Yeah. And do you know, Alex says that to me. Alex is like, Niamh, you're so lucky because your job is not a job to you. Like, do you know the only part that I hate now, and Tara will fucking kill me for saying this. The only part that I hate and why I love TikTok shop and probably why you like your lives. I really struggle when it's actually an ad. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Some people are so good at it, right?
I'm so used to like being, and I think you're like that, like free.
I just, exactly. Yeah. If a brand's telling me, do exactly this, that's when I'm like, oh, and it will take me longer to do than just to do like a TikTok shop video, because TikTok shop, there's no brief, it's natural. Do you know, same as with your lives, there's no, you're not being told to say
you
this.
Do it as you want, like,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. I feel like we've taught, what are we going to be like? Me and Shane are going after to get a bit of grub together because we're going to do a video.
Back in a turkey tea.
Yeah. Wait, you see, imagine I'm going to be eating the burger and my teeth fall out now because I'm after jinxing myself.
I'm going to be like Beverly Hills Chihuahua. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be like Beverly Hills Chihuahua or Rottweiler. I've been living off Doritos and Tato's.
What flavour Doritos?
My favourite go-to, but yesterday I wanted to be a bit experimental. Right. I got barbecue.
Barbecue?
But my favourite is chili heat criminal. Wave. Chili heat wave.
Oh no, they burn them out. I can't do spice. I am not spicy at all. Anything
I'm a very spicy.
Spicy
person. Do you like spice? Please don't try to pull that noodles.
Oh, I tried them. They blew the head off me.
Ring of fire. You be third degree. Genuinely.
You need, do you know what? One of the times I need to bring you up and you have to try New Lamb's Chinese.
I've never had any of them.
Oh my God, Shane, right? New Lamb's Chinese, they use like, I don't know if it's like hot honey in it. It's gorgeous, like nicest Chinese ever. But let me tell you, you can feel it digesting the whole way down your stomach. It burns that much.
But it's nice.
So nice.
Everyone that I know, especially like most of my family, like new travellers, it's a very big thing with the whole lot of Ireland. Yeah. Lamb's is well known.
Yeah.
Even in the UK, I see someone doing come on from the UK back here. But I've never had it. And like most of people I know,
We need to...
We'll drive to Dublin for it.
Yeah, we need to get Shane a lamb's at some point.
Yeah, some point.
It's so spicy that you can feel it. Like, actually
spicy. Which is better, the new one or the old one?
Oh, the new one.
Anyone
has seen that? The new one. The old one's lovely. The new one's like kind of tastes a bit like an upgraded old one. You know what I mean? It's like they've taken out the...
Well, I am going to have to get one of each.
Yeah. And have you ever had Zion? Oh my God. The one that James Charles ate. Zion Street Food. Oh my, that's another unreal one. Zion Street Food, hit me up.
Now that me and you have met for the first time today, but I'm going to need the gastric sleeve. But we both love our food.
Oh, no, do you know what? Will I give you a laugh, right? So, I tried to go on a diet around Christmas time, right? And I did it for about a week. And then I just missed food. Like, I actually I can't eat healthy because I miss chocolate and sweets and food. That's all I want to eat all the fucking time. I see you to be eating healthy.
Me?
Yeah.
Ah, Neo, you've to open up the eye.
I've seen you taking one bite of a sugar plum bar and putting it back in the box. That was me, the whole thing would be gone.
Well, no, basically.
After the video ended. Munching the whole box.
I can say it now because I don't go to the gym no more. They were chomped down on. And it was the only time I lied. Everyone commented, you didn't put that away after that. I was like, I swear I did. And I sit in the side of it, and when I tell you that I devoured them, they weren't even chewed.
Oh, they're unreal though, lads. If anybody hasn't tried, oh, they're so good. Don't even,
I am going to get choked one of the days. I done a drunk eat with me a few days ago. And even, it's not because I was drunk, but I'm just giving that as an example. When I'm eating a foreign one or Chinese food or food in general, I don't really chew it, I swallow it.
Like Bevo, do you ever see him?
I was waiting for someone. I just go. I'm like to get caught in the wine pipe.
I made a video because everyone calls me Bevo's cousin. Oh. Nevo and Bevo kind of goes with each other, doesn't it?
No, I can't unpick that.
I know. And because of our teeth, like, let's be so for real, lads. Like, our teeth do look the same. So I made a video one day on Instagram, and I, you know, what does he say? Those are the rules or whatever. I can't even remember what he says, but I just swallowed. I put the sausage in my mouth and I swallowed it. I swear to God, I thought I was going to choke on the sausage. It's like, this is going to be death by sausage. Oh. And I was videoing it. Imagine death by sausage. Oh, that sounds wrong, doesn't it? People are going to clip that and make it something else. Very, very bad. Right. Question. How did you find, because I'm very interested in this, how was coming out in the travelling community?
I like this question. I like it because I've been asked it like on other like radio stations and stuff, but only recently. And I love the question. And it's actually people even on TikTok or Instagram that are saying, will you please do a story time?
Yeah.
And I never end up doing it. But so I'm happy to answer it. So I think being in the, like, being gay and in the traveler community, I think, like, there are two things. Even being not even a traveler and being gay is you get, like, homophobia and stuff. But being bored, like, you see even people like that, they're just like, oh, a gay traveler, whatever. But I think it was very, very hard for me. But I think what gave me good hope was, because I get messages from men and women being travelers or non-travelers that would melt your heart, like. And the fact that I know I'm opening doors, well, I hope I am, for other people, I think that is what keeps me going and what keeps me so open and just, like, always speaking about it and stuff like that. Because, you know what, we all come, if we were all the same, like,
life would be so boring.
And for example, just say if you are one of those people, and just let's just say that's the way you're reared. Maybe you don't like someone that's gay or LGBTQ or whatever. Okay, I'm not going to be one of those people. Like, you need to, you better. I'm easy going. I think, like, if you've nothing nice to say, just like if it's with someone's skin color, someone's race, ethnicity, community, culture,
just don't say it.
Don't say anything. It is actually, it takes no energy to.
To say nothing. It takes energy to fucking say something, like, and be annoyed about it.
And I think as well, yeah, like I said, I think that's what kept me going, like, through the dark day as well, because, like, you will get people that is very nasty, and I think that it's becoming more common. We're moving in the right direction, the travel community, and I love it. Maybe not as fast as I'd like, say, like, the settler community, but we're getting there.
Yeah. And I feel like it's such a nuanced topic as well, because I feel personally like the settled community can be very derogatory. So how can you expect the travelling community to move the same speed as the settling community when a lot of the settling community just push the travelling community out? There needs to be, like, a mutual, like,
there needs to be a balance. Exactly. There needs to be a bit of, like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this about that. Come in the middle, be realistic, but, like, whatever. And because if you're going to be going back and forth, I'm like, your community does this or your community does that, you're not going to be winning.
No.
And we all have to live together and be just, like, around each other all the time. So you may as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think when you get rid of them close-minded, I've never been close-minded, so I don't know what it's like to not be.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't even imagine. Do you know, sorry to interrupt you, but sometimes when I'm thinking, I'm like, I can't ever imagine disliking somebody because they come from here, or they are this, or their sexual orientation is this. I can't even picture.
Do you know what people is missing out on? I literally say this with every fibre of my being. Do you know when you don't get to know someone because of the colour of their skin, because of their community, their sexuality, you're missing out on very good people.
Yeah. And you're missing out on learning. Like, you don't have to understand something to, you don't have to understand it or want to be that way yourself.
Respect the person.
To respect and to learn. If you don't learn, that's, you become a better person by learning.
And I'm a very curious person. Like, I would say to my friends, I'm like, can you please learn me your language so I can greet you in a way? And they love it because they're like, you know by the look in their eye, they're like, he's like, actually, because he probably gets so much.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know that, like, and I always say this, I'm going to give this advice to the traveler community and the non-traveler community, is that I think, remember, all communities should, if you want to be accepted, make sure, and this is going for all communities, that you're also, if you want your community to be accepted, I think, be accepting to other communities.
Yeah.
Because I see non-travelers that want to be accepted or one religion, but they're discriminating against another.
Mm-hmm.
I see some travelers that is discriminating against another community, and basically they want to be accepted.
Yeah.
It don't go two ways.
No.
You give respect to get respect. And that's, it's simple.
Yeah.
There's no in-depth or all deep talk. I'm easy going.
Yeah.
Just give respect to get respect. You don't like someone or what they do or who they are,
ignore them.
You go there, I go here. Yeah. That's that.
Do you know, during COVID, I don't know if you remember, do you remember I lived in the mobile home?
Yeah.
The reason I have so much interest in this, guys, right, is during COVID, I lived in a mobile home, and, like, some people are so backwards that they see a mobile home.
You used to get a lot
home.
Of traveller. Like,
they used to think I was a traveller and be discriminating.
I remember seeing those comments.
Do you remember? And I'm, like, sitting there. That's why now, that's why I sit and say with chest, I think travellers get some of the worst discrimination, because even though I'm not a fucking even a traveller, they weren't doing it to me because I lived in a mobile home.
So you kind of got a taste.
Yeah, I got a taste.
Why me, like?
I got a taste, but it was ridiculous. It was like, because I live in a mobile home, they thought I was a traveller. They think that only travellers...
And the people treat you different, do you think, because of assuming you were one?
Oh, yeah. I used to be getting slurs in my comment section. Now, obviously, I'm not actually from the travelling community, but I would be getting slurs of the travelling community in my comment section.
Still
to this day, Shane, I will show you my comment filters. I get comments being like slurs and nasty words towards travellers because people still think that because I lived in a mobile home, I'm a traveller.
But people, that's what I'm saying. People just jump the gun and assume, like, I know a load of people. There's another creator in, her name is Kay in Limerick, and she lives in, I think she's after moving into a mobile home.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, even where people is like, oh, I don't like when people say like only travellers can live in there. I'm like, if you have the money to buy them,
yeah,
and that is a cheaper version for you,
yeah,
a community doesn't own that. Yes, it's the typical type of home, but like I lived in a home since all my life.
All your life, yeah.
But I only live in a halting site like with maybe like 2-3 years.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
it. Because I wanted to kind of experience what it's like to live in that type of place. And they're like homes anyway. But like, you can live where you want.
Yeah.
I think what's wrong with today's society, and I know I'm not the person to say that because I'm not perfect, is we're thinking too in detail.
Yeah.
Every single thing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And what I mean by that is it's like, yes, you have to think and yes, you have to analyze things, of course. But we're trying to like if you say something on social media, you shouldn't have said it. If you don't, you have a platform that you should be saying it.
Yeah.
Or if you agree with something or don't agree with something. So, like, I just think that, like, people are thinking so much in and there has
and
to
you
be
can't
a yes
do right.
or no. I just...
No matter what, you can't do right. I think that's one of the biggest things that you have to learn when you do start social media is that sometimes you just can't do right and you can't please everyone because if you say something... people are going to say you're great for saying that, there's going to be other people saying you shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. There, if you do something, same thing. I feel like you just can't do right from doing wrong a lot of the time. And also I just want to say I think mobile homes are fucking great. I'm so lucky, like the amount of shit that I got for that mobile home, I was so lucky. My dad bought me that mobile home, paid every fucking bill, and I was in
was
my
at the back of that
back of my dad's house because my dad had a load of land and a big huge garden.
Wasn't it good that like he gave you that independence?
It's like I lived in my own home. It was 2 fucking bedroom mobile home all
I recommend
myself.
Them for anyone. Yeah. Obviously the problem now is like either you need planning permission or whatever, but if you're lucky enough to have that planning permission
yeah,
they're like homes.
Yeah. Oh, they are fully like people used to say to me, are you not freezing? There's fucking heating. There's heating. It's insulated. Like, these aren't like holiday homes, like when you go to Wicklow in a holiday home. These are residential mobile homes. They have everything.
I think they're the best option because...
especially for young people that can't afford to...
No, we're not going to be able... We're barely able.
Yeah.
We're biting the fingernails.
I know.
We're not going to be able to, like, anyone, no matter what job you have or no matter what you...
Oh, you could be a neurosurgeon. You can't afford a house in Ireland. You like, know what I mean?
Like, getting mortgages, getting everything...
Sure.
Like it's hard.
The average, like in Dublin, like
Dublin is scandalous. Sorry.
I will say I live in an area that a couple of years ago, it probably would have cost like Lauren what, like 150k probably for a house back in the early 2000s. Like on Property Price Register, some of the houses are like 150k in the area that I'm in. Now you wouldn't get one for under 400. Like you may look away. Different time.
So it's like it changed like by...
And small houses in an estate, like not big, huge mansions. And I find it, my dad has land, I'm from the country. For €400,000 or more, the mansion you could build down in the country, 17 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, huge. Dublin is scandalous, absolutely
I find
scandalous.
Even food itself up here is like compared to Kerry and things there in Kerry. I find it is scandalous. Even like a can of Red Bull.
Good luck. These things. Oh, you're Red Bull, not Monster, lads. We're direct opposites.
Guess how much I paid for it. For
how much? Like 2.50, kind of Red Bull. €3.
Guess how much I paid for it. Well, I nearly went into cardiac arrest. 6.10.
You're lying.
Oh, 5.90.
You're
sorry.
Lying.
I swear on my life and the Holy Bible. I swear to
You'd
God.
You'd actually need to remortgage the gaff for that.
Oh, you want to be going busking? Selling the kidney.
for a can of fucking Red Bull. These, I don't know how much Monster is, but me and, do you like Monster?
I'm not really a fan.
I know, see, I can't drink that. It reminds me of when I was
Red Bull, hit me up. No, I actually like, I'm a type of person, I can't lie if I don't like something. Yeah. Like, I have to like something like, if or Red Bull, if you're
I like the watermelon one, but see that one.
No, I don't like that one. It's only that they know watermelon one.
That one reminds me of when I'm 18 and the club drinking vodka Red Bulls. That's what goes through my head.
Egg into that.
Do you remember when we used to put it into the Aldi ones? Oh. The Boost or what? No, it wasn't Boost. What was it?
I don't Boost.
The Aldi.
Petrol is what it was.
Yeah. Do you remember Nikita vodka? Do you ever drink Nikita vodka?
Oh, was that the budget friendly one?
It was about €5 for a litre of it. Oh my God. So bad.
The longest at walking out of the store, didn't
Right, guys, that brings us to the very end of today's episode. Shane, thank you so much for
coming. And thank you for having me, and thank you for everyone. You're going to have a pin in your head from listening to me.
The two of us skitties pissing our holds 1 minute and real serious.
So the last thing I want to say to end off this, I'm not going into any more detail. You should be, like, it's my first time meeting you. You should actually, thank you for inviting me up here. You should be very proud of yourself.
Shane.
As I see for watching your videos, like I said, I can be observant.
Yeah.
You don't see how amazing you are, honestly.
He's gonna make me cry.
Genuinely, and I think it's nice to tell someone that, so thank you for having me today.
Oh, Shane.
She's even better looking in person. She's like a little porcelain doll, and she doesn't even see her beauty and her personality. But thank you for having me.
Shane.
I just wanted to say that.
No, he's actually gonna make me cry. Shane, I adore you. We literally only met today, lads, and I swear to God, I feel like I know him.
I feel like I know her all my life.
And I was shitting, right? Because I'm a little anxious mess. Like, that's I'm not good. What am I like with new people, Lauren? Like, very bad. Now, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, I say to her, we have a guest this week. I don't
but I knew before I'd meet you that, like, just by your kind of the way you were on social media, you're just like psychopathic.
Yeah, I am.
You're just like easy. So I'm like, I'm psychopathic too. So I'm like,
do you know what I said to Tara? I was like, I'm going to get on with him. I just have feeling. I can tell, like, you know, when I can tell when I'm going to vibe with people.
I like down to earth people. That's important.
Me too. Right, guys. So that brings us to the end. Shane's nearly making me cry at the end of the fucking podcast. Shane, I adore you. I'm proud of you. And you deserve every bit
Thank
of
so much.
Positive attention that you're getting at the moment. And I hope it comes more and more and more in abundance. And thank you for coming in.
No problem.
Guys, if you have any guest suggestions that you would like us to have, or just anything you want to send in, really, you can send them to us at unscripted@goloudnow.com. Or you can send them to our Instagram at unscriptedgoloud. Also, lads, if you don't fucking follow the podcast on Instagram, I'm going to lose the plot. I'm going to lose the will to live.
You have to follow.
We hit 10K on our podcast on TikTok, right? Why is there only 6.5K is on Instagram? Cop on to yourselves. I know you used to be listening to this every single week and not following. And we're all about girls support girls. Get on your phones right now. Follow us on Instagram. You can message us. You can send your suggestions. You can see the podcast. Whatever the hell you want to do.
Drop the follow button.
Drop the follow button now. Don't be making me be a Beggy Mitchell every week on this podcast. Begging you to follow. Shane, do you want to drop, as if anybody needs you? Everyone follows you. But Shane, what's your socials?
So my TikTok is Shane_McCarthy22. And my Insta is Shane_McCarthy21.
Perfect. Now I know everyone's already fucking following. I'll be sorry.
If you don't, drop the follow button.
No, fucking follow Shane. Forget the podcast page. Follow fucking Shane. Well, I love you as well, guys. And I'll see you next week to talk about Dubai. Mwah.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.